Whew, what a day. It's counting day here for our 10,000 thank you cards for the troops presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. We wanted to get 10,000 thank you cards to send to our heroes serving around the world. And y'all have blown us away the last couple of years. This is our third year. And a very important part of this, Mo, was our chance to meet and partner with a hero of ours.
Yes, her name is Marlene Summers, and she is the founder of Grammy's Cookie Convoy. They are based in Montgomery, Texas. And Marlene, explain for anyone that doesn't know what Grammy's is all about.
Well, actually, Grammy's was started in honor of my grandmother, who lost her only son in World War II. And then I became a teenager, whatever, when the Vietnam War happened. And I remember being so devastated at the reception that our troops received when mm-hmm. they came back home. Mm-hmm. And always thought, you know, there should be something we should be able to do. But, you know, being one person and being so young, I had no idea. So at one point in 2000, I met a young man that touched my heart and was about to be deployed, Michael Johnson. And so I thought, well, I'll send support to him, and hopefully I can make amends to what we didn't do for the troops that came back from Vietnam. And so anyway, it has grown from there, receiving a message from him that broke my heart about morale being low. And so I thought, well, I should be able to do something. And mm-hmm. so this project began. And what y'all don't even realize is that the project began because my grandmother used to send me chocolate chip cookies when I was in college, and they were just awesome. But the best part of those chocolate chip cookies were the handwritten messages that my grandmother wrote with those cookies.
Yeah.
And I always dreamed, I thought it would be so great to have a handwritten message with each cookie. And God answers prayers, that's all I can say. And here y'all are.
Wow.
Because before we met you, you were working on getting those cards yourself, and you often wondered where the cards would come from.
Yes, and we worked so hard, and everybody was very supportive, but on our limited network, it was not nearly what y'all have been able to do. Mm. And it's just, it's overwhelming. I'm you know, you always think there's good people out there in the world. There's so many good people out there in the world, but we just hear so many bad things. And when you see all these wonderful people that y'all have brought together to do this, it touches my heart beyond measure. So
sometimes I think it's hard for people that I talk to understand the community of our listenership.
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, we call it Bull Nation.
Yeah.
But it really is just a nation of people coming together, especially for the 4th of July. We use the word nation, but we really are one nation right now. It feels really amazing. Houston has come together in an amazing way.
It's the best. It's just incredible.
So much stuff going on in the world to feel like you're all pulling for the same purpose and everything.
And I didn't know the story about your grandmother. I didn't know that you were looking, and I'm going to get emotional again. I didn't know that
I have been all day.
That you were trying to give those heroes that feeling you got when your grandmother sent you a box of cookies, that
absolutely.
They feel a touch of home.
You feel like, you know, maybe it's just such a small gesture, and what's the difference? I mean, is it really going to make a difference in their lives? And I remember thinking, gosh, it was the greatest day ever to get that box of cookies from my grandmother. And I thought, you know, I'm one person, so I can't do much. I'm not a multimillionaire, so I can't, you know, donate all the money that I probably could use for this project. But you could just share a hug or share a smile or share
absolutely.
Something that would, you know, just brighten their day a little bit.
That's what it's about. And we talk to military people that have gotten the boxes and the cards and the cookies. And I was telling this story earlier. One guy that we talked to just a few days ago, he was like, we would run on mail day to see if there was a package from Grammys to open up. And that's what it means.
Yeah,
that's what it means. All right. Thank you.
We're lucky to know you.
You are beautiful.
I'm lucky to know y'all. But please know, I want your listeners to know that their support means more than just the chocolate chip cookie going to the troops. Mm-hmm. It also supports. We had a request from moms that were pregnant and their husbands were deployed.
Oh.
And so they had a big, huge baby shower for these moms. Uh-huh. And so Grammy's Cookie Convoy was able to participate in that, not with cookies,
so
but with what they needed
awesome.
For their babies.
You're going to make me cry again. Can you please play a song or something, George?
All right. We love you.
Thank you.
So,
oh, and you really quick, you're going to share some of these cards with the Blue Star Moms this year.
Yes.
And you said you wanted to give them a shout out.
Absolutely. And I do hope that, I know y'all have asked because I was listening on the way here. I hope anyone from the Houston area or, you know, Texas, but anyone, we would love to have their address if they're deployed.
Yes, we've been collecting for you.
As long as y'all have that. And I wanted those Blue Star Moms to know that we support the families because I think of the families so much. And keeping with that, that's what I want to share about the baby shower that we support.
Yeah. Marlene, we're going to walk you into that counting room right now, and you're going to give them all a big hug, okay?
They're here.
Thank y'all very much.
Oh, only in America can this happen. Only in Bull Nation. Can this happen? 46,710 cards, and we're still counting.